It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We're back from Vegas. We're back from the draft. We've seen it all. The NFL fans, 500,000 strong in Sin City. Chaos, debauchery, you name it, we did it. And Sports Grid came up big. So now that we're back in the saddle, we start, eyeing the rest of the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and then after that, you got the NBA draft. And so today I wanted to talk about a couple of things, some of the top small forwards that are going to be available in free agency and the top shooting guards in the same realm. That'll be available in the offseason for NBA teams to go shopping. And I also want to talk about the outgoing NCAA president, Mark Emmert, who was an utter disaster running the NCAA. So let's take a look at some of the best available small forwards in free agency this summer that people are going to be talking about. Obviously, Derek Jones Jr., he busted his finger and missed a lot of the season, but you've seen enough of him. You know he can defend, and he's a good player in transition, without a doubt. The bottom line is, I thought the Bulls stunk, but they were better when this guy was on the floor, a plus 3.5 and a minus 1.3 when he was on the bench. And you got to look at it this way. He's only 25, so if he can get a three-point shot in his bag of tricks, it's going to make him a, nice wing player that can go to the 10 and that can shoot outside as well. He's got to be able to knock down those mid-range shots. Andre Iguodala is going to be available, but a lot of people think he's going to retire. He's already won 3 NBA titles, a Finals MVP, and he was banged up all season. He played 31 games. He's 38 years old. I wouldn't walk around a corner to sign him in free agency. He doesn't score anymore. Bottom line is he drops dimes. He averaged about 6.9 dimes per 75 possessions. So I think teams are going to pass on Iggy. What about Joe Ingles of the Jazz? He's 34. He recently blew out his ACL, so some teams are going to be leery, but that guy's game has never been about being explosive. He can drop dimes. He can shoot, and everybody knows he can do the pick and roll. A 40.8 career three-point shooter. That's why teams are going to want him. He would come off the bench, give you quality burn, and knock down some bombs from outside, and that's the bottom line. That's his game. What about Jeremy Lamb? He's had a lot of injuries over the last 3 seasons, and he's averaged just 46 games per year. But a lot of people think that this guy can pop from outside, and he can play D. The guy averaged 12 points, 2 dimes in like 25 minutes per a burn, and he shot 35.5% from outside. Now, what about Patty Connaughton of the Bucks? He's got a player option, and I mean, he's coming off a season which he had career highs in points, threes, steals, and he was like one of five guys to like try at least 200 threes and post a plus 60 field goal percentage. The guy does it. Like Jokic did it, Batum, Struss, Bridges, Mikal Bridges all did it along with Connaughton. I think he's a great wing player, and he fit perfectly with Giannis. One thing that makes him stand out is that he guards multiple positions and makes it happen on that end of the floor defensively. So let's say he declines his $5.7 million player option. You know there's going to be teams lined up to give him a nice piece. Seriously, though, I don't know why he would leave Milwaukee. They love him there, and it's a championship-caliber team that already won a title. He's got a ring playing there. But you never know. Guys always follow the bag, and sometimes when they got a ring, once they get that ring, they don't care where they play. They just want the fat deal. What about Cody Martin? He's restricted, but he played a lot when Gordon Hayward went down. He didn't score a lot, but he did everything else off the bench for Charlotte. He averaged 10.5 points, 5.5 boards, 3.5 dimes, 1.7 steals, and 1.2 threes per 75 possessions, and he shot 38.4% from outside the line. What about TJ Warren? Great player, but he's always injured. He's appeared in just four games over the last two seasons, and that just does not cut it. He's had all kinds of foot problems, missed 150 games. If you go back to 2018-19 and 2019-20, Warren averaged 19 points and 1.5 threes while shooting 41% from three. That's impressive. So what about Cody Martin's brother, Caleb? He's restricted as well. But the bottom line is that he's gotten a lot more opportunities than you'd think he would in Miami with Butler, Hero, Morris missing tons of games. Martin was a huge part of the reason they finished first in the East. He averaged 15 points, 6.3 rebounds, 1.8 threes, 1.6 steals, and almost a block per 75 possessions while shooting 41% from deep. The guy plays absolutely lit. He dunks all the time, gets people out of their seats. He can defend, too. He's been up against Trae Young, Anthony Simmons, Drew Holiday, Gallinari, Middleton. He's guarded guards, combo guards, forwards. He's explosive, and he can hit the three and play so many pieces defensively, you know, one through four, that he's intriguing. There's a lot of people that are going to like this guy's game. You know that Bruce Brown's going to get a lot of offers with the way he played in Brooklyn. I'm not a big fan. I don't think he's consistent enough knocking down shots. I like him on the pick and roll, getting down the lane, cutting, slashing, doing the dirty work, diving on the floor, hustling. I think he plays well with others, you know, really good players make him look better than he is. But I think Brown's going to get some offers. And what about some of the guys in free agency that are shooting guards that are going to be available? What about Depot, Victor Oladipo? He'll be 30 next month. And the bottom line is he's coming off a slew of injuries. And people wonder if he'll ever be healthy again. But he's capable. At the end of the season, he had a game where he had 40 points and 10 boards, 7 dimes, and 2 steals. He can still fill it up. I think our boy Lugans Dort in Oak City is going to get offers. A 6'3 guy that does it all. He's ferocious on defense. He can guard 3 to 4 different positions. The guy averaged 17 points in his third season. He was undrafted, and he's going to get offers. Although the team does have an option on him. Patty Mills, same thing. He's got a player option, though. It's a little bit different. And his shot went southbound after the All-Star break. He shot 33% on threes, and that's just not good enough. And it's obvious that he's getting older. He can definitely catch and shoot off the ball, but he's got to start knocking down shots to be worth any money. Gary Harris is another guy. He started to light it up. Over his last like 50 games, he averaged 12.8 points, 2.3 threes, and shot 40% from outside the line. Malik Monk's another guy that's going to get offers. You wonder if he'll go back to the Lakers or not. The guy dropped 13% of his drives with a nice dime, and that went up from 9.6% last season and 7% the year before that. What about Gary Payton II? He just doesn't get enough burn to be a star with the Warriors, but he could be a star somewhere else. First half of the season, he was shooting 42% from three. After the turn of the new year, he shot 30%, which wasn't good. He defends multiple positions and is very tenacious. He was third in the league in deflections and second in steal percentage. Colin Sexton of the Cavs is restricted, but how about this guy? He can fill it up. He averaged 24 points in 2021. He was injured this season. He's young. He's 23, so that makes him attractive for sure. What about Bradley Beal? He's got the option on his side. If he declines the $37.3 million option, he's eligible to sign a five-year, $242 million extension with the Wizards. Bottom line is the guy drops 25-plus per and does it all. They can't lose him in D.C. They'll go under. Zach LaVine of the Bulls is probably going to be the number one guy on the market. Bottom line, LaVine scores tons of buckets. He was even willing to play number two to DeRozan. He shoots at least 18 J's a game, shoots 61% from the floor. Those are crazy numbers. Bottom line is the Bulls cannot let this guy bolt Chicago. Now, as for Mark Emmert, I want to celebrate his leaving as president of the NCAA. He was the absolute worst. He did everything wrong from the Jerry Sandusky mess at Penn State. He botched the Kansas investigation into self and the basketball program, then gave him a trophy as the champions and called him the Kansas City Jayhawks. Do you remember in 21, the Oregon women's basketball player, Sedona Price, she complained about the weight rooms at the men's and women's NCAA tournaments. He screwed that up too. Constantly giving excuses and just being weak and feeble as a leader. He was never that. Honestly, I don't know who was worse, Emmert or Miles Brand. I couldn't stand either one of them. Good riddance. You were awful. You did a terrible job. You should be proud of nothing.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.